Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Bronwyn Shortino, international author, speaker, and simplicity expert. Bronwyn spends every day teaching people there's a very different way to live, proving that you can reduce stress, beat burnout, and still live a highly successful life. And Bronwyn, great to have you back with us here on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. It's great to be here again.
And certainly looking forward to continuing the conversation. Thanks once again for your time. And today we will be talking about, can we really simplify life and still have everything we want? And I'm sure that already has the interest of the audience. So for starters, let's back it up a little bit. What is a simplicity expert?
Well, a simplicity expert is somebody who can help you to cut the noise and complexity out of your life so that you can reconnect with what's really important to you. And ultimately, what I do is help you to reduce your stress, beat burnout, and move away from a life of exhaustion and overwhelm.
In this day and age, certainly a lot of need for that. And what would you say it's really like to live the simple life?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it's one I get asked a lot, because when you say, you know, it's so much fun to live a simple life, people get a bit confused because they start to think, oh, well, it must mean that you're a minimalist, or it must mean that you deprive yourself of things. Because for some reason, people associate simple with deprivation. And a simple life really is about aligning your life with your values. And your values are things that are really important to you. So when you actively know what's important to you, you can easily assess any opportunity that comes your way and know really quickly whether it's something you want to do or not. There's less confusion, the general noise of life is significantly reduced, and it becomes so much simpler to find your next steps in life. So living a simple life, really, it becomes easier to define what success is. It's easier to find the steps that take you towards it, and then it's even easier to achieve what you want to do and how you want to do it when you step into a simple life.
Fantastic points made right there, and we're also hearing a lot about mental health at the moment. Does stress contribute to mental health, and how does adopting a simple life help to minimize the potential for mental health issues in our lives?
Yeah, well, mental health is on everyone's radar, and it seems to have happened all of a sudden. And I think part of that is that we've moved away from an acceptance that being under constant stress and being exhausted all the time is normal. That's sort of like a long-held belief that as a society we've carried. And I think, you know, now stress and exhaustion are being talked about so much more openly. And you only have to look at, you know, the documentary that Prince Harry and Oprah are putting together at the moment, and just generally the way that conversations are being held in all sorts of places around the globe, to see that people are now actually more accepting that stress and exhaustion exist and that they're not a good thing. Stress plays a massive part in, you know, an individual potentially developing mental health conditions. And that's because as soon as fight or flight mode is triggered within your body is under stress. And biologically, we're not built to be in stressful situations for long periods of time. But the stats now are showing that with the way that we live our lives every day, over 70% of people are in fight or flight mode more than 80% of every day. And if stress puts the body under extreme pressure, and then you're in fight or flight mode for over 80% of every day, it becomes so much easier to understand how we're seeing an increase in disease and illness. And when the body can't physically cope, it affects your ability to sleep. Without sleep, you can't rest or relax. And when your brain is constantly hotwired into high alert, your mental capacity is under pressure. And when that happens, you start to see mental health conditions like anxiety, depression, and other similar conditions on the increase. When you reduce your stress, you reduce the load physically and mentally. So a reduction in both those areas makes it easier for you to sleep. And once you sleep, your ability to relax, rest, and regenerate becomes so much easier.
Certainly some helpful information on the topic today. We're joined by Bronwyn Shortino, once again, international author, speaker, and simplicity expert here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, shifting gears just a little bit, looking back into your past, what do you wish you had have known when you started out?
Yeah, I wish I had known how easy and in a lot of ways how much fun it is to be a rebel in your own life. I would never have experienced burnout myself if I had known that I could challenge the rules, you know, those subliminal rules that are in place that actually, you know, take you down certain pathways and tell you that you have to do things in a certain way. Because what I've discovered post-burnout is that finding my own pathway with my own answers would have supported my health, both mental and physical, in so many ways. And I now know that by being a rebel, I make a much bigger difference in the world and, you know, particularly to any individual or team that I work with. So being a rebel would have helped me to help others in a much bigger way a lot sooner.
Great perspective there, and thanks for that. Now, what can organizational leaders do to help their workforce better cope with the stressors in life?
I think, you know, every organization in the world has health and well-being as a major focus now. And I think one of the easiest ways to transition, you know, into a new way of living and working is for leaders to stop managing and start leading. And they can do that by walking the talk themselves. So the first thing that they can do is really start to understand themselves, what their stresses are, and what the impact on themselves is. And once they know, you know, work out what their values are and know what's important to them, they know what drives them, they understand what their definition of success is and what they need for them to be okay within that, then they can take steps that actively start to allow them to live their life aligned with their values. By role modeling that way of life, they'll automatically be showing their teams that adopting a simpler way of life is a much easier and way less stressful way of moving through life.
Bronwyn, certainly great to have you back to cover this, and really appreciate the information shared here today to better our health and better our lives. Certainly reducing stress can start making the changes that we want to see in our lives. So thanks so much. As we conclude today, if there was one thing leaders can do to take the first step into simplifying their life today so they can reduce stress and minimize the chances of burnout for themselves and the individuals in their workplace, what would that be?
Yeah, I think the key to really simplifying life is to reduce the noise and complexity. And the easiest way to do that is to really understand stress, get the facts about it, what's the real impact of being chronically stressed over the long term, what is it actually doing to you, what's the impact on you as an individual, and also then, you know, take that to the next level and understand what the impact on your team is. Understand where your stress is coming from. Once you know where it's coming from, you can start to take really simple and practical steps to remove it from your life. And I have a fantastic free email series that can help you to get started on understanding your stress and starting to do things a bit differently. It's got 5 key areas that to focus on places where stress comes from, and it teaches you a bit more about stress and also provides you with resources and tools to help you to learn how you can deal with living a less stressful life in a different way.
Bronwyn, again, thanks so much for your time and the information shared here today, and already look forward to our next conversation. If listeners wanted to connect with you and tap into your services and pick up any of your books, where's the best place for listeners to tap into your resources?
Yeah, best place is through my website, which is bronwynshortino.com, and that's BronwynShortino.com.
And of course, to be of help, we'll leave a link within the show notes of this broadcast to further aid our listeners. Again, Bronwyn, all the best. Thanks so much for your time, and look forward to our next conversation right here on Enterprise Radio. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Eric. It's been great.
It certainly has. Again, we've been speaking with Bronwyn Shortino, international author, speaker, and simplicity expert. And for more information, visit BronwynShortino.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.